subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
I don't mind telling y'all, I'm a little bit concerned here.
Why?
Because there's a bolt in the arm of my chair that popped out this morning. And I thought, okay, well, if it's just the armrest, I can deal with that. Well, but that bolt actually holds the armrest in place and also holds the back of the chair sturdy because it's all put together in one piece.
So you're saying...
So now if I don't hold the arm of the chair and I go to lean back, the back of the chair moves.
Is it an Allen wrench thing?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't even had time to watch. Oh. I think the hole may be stripped, though, so we have to put toothpicks in the hole, then put the bolt back in there to get it to hold.
We struggle.
Did you know you could do that? You put toothpicks if
I think you taught me that years ago, a long time ago.
Yeah, if a wooden hole is wallered out.
Ew, I don't like that.
You can put toothpicks in it, and then when you put the screw back in there, it gives it something to hold.
Is the Allen wrench the little star one or the little line one?
Hexagon.
Did you get that? Hexagon. That would be the little star
one. Yeah, the little star
one. It's not a star. There is a star one too. There's one that's points. This is different.
Yeah, I think Rob's technically right.
But, I mean, she's just wondering. She doesn't know all of the different, you know.
Yeah, Rob.
So
sorry for giving you information.
As always, thank you.
Back to your geometry book.
Right, yeah, nerd.
That's actually hexagon.
It's actually a hexagon.
Octagon.
Or whatever.
It's a hoctagon. I don't know what that is.
So, does it sound like
it's going to describe it?
An octagon. Yeah, I made that word up.
My question now is,
an octagon has eight sides, so you can know that like an octopus. Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Yeah. Would we be better off getting you a new chair?
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't really want to spend the money on a new chair.
They're expensive. I looked at chairs today.
I was at Costco yesterday, and they're like $200.
Yeah, the armrest of my chair at home is kind of tearing up. I've had it a long time.
Is it because of your pointy elbows?
No,
His sharp elbows.
I love that.
They wreak havoc on shit. Yeah. I mean,
it's not because of my elbows. It's in the front, not where my elbows go. But what it is from, I believe, is from it gets under the desk, and if I lean back, it gets hung. When I pull away from it, it kind of pulls the arm stuff off. But anyway, and I was at Staples and looking, and I was like, what is going on here? These are like $350. Yeah. I don't need that. I mean,
I'm still holding out though for Adam to get sell that office chair company that he said he was working on that would give us chairs to talk about on the show. And
wasn't that like several years ago?
Yeah, no, like last year.
No,
last year.
No, so he's been talking to him a few months, a couple months.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah,
what kind of chairs are they?
But I don't want to say
until
they start.
That's right.
They start paying us to say.
I want a beanbag chair.
Okay, we no longer want to talk to you about this.
That's in dumb. Here, you want a beanbag?
Yeah.
Can we get some with lumbar support, please?
Those beanbags are expensive, too. Those big, the ones that, what are they called?
Love sacks. Yeah, that sounds weird. He want to lay on his love sack?
Nothing about a beanbag, anything looks comfortable to me.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're pretty comfortable. I like a good bean bag.
Oh, really? When's the last time you've been in one?
The one they had at the old place where we used to work. In that room back there, they had those big bean bags. Yeah. And I think my... Yeah.
I love me a love set.
Yeah.
It was a black, black in the green room back there.
Yeah.
And it had quote unquote yogurt stains on it.
Ew. And you used to lay down on that?
Somebody's been eating yogurt in this.
He's lying.
No, I bet he's from there.
Didn't have yogurt.
It's a radio station.
It's called Love Sack for a reason.
Yeah, this wasn't a love sack, though.
This was big.
Yeah, it was, you know, somebody won that at the fair.
Yeah.
It used to have a head on it.
Is that what you need for your house, Alexis? You need you a love sack?
Yeah.
Well, they make couches and all, too, don't they? Love sack brand sectionals and all.
Yeah, Rob's brother took out all his regular furniture and put beanbag furniture in his house.
That's true. 100%.
And they don't have armrests on them, though, do they?
No.
Wait, you're not your brother, not currently, right, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah. His current brother.
Yeah, but I mean, the house he lives in now?
Yeah. When I went over there the last time to go get in the pool.
Did I forget this?
Maybe you weren't here.
Yeah, maybe it was the day you weren't here.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute. So, he has kids.
Yeah, COVID.
Yeah.
Does he have kids?
Yeah.
And they don't have a couch? They just have bean bags?
That's it.
Yeah, can you believe that? They got rid of all of their furniture.
He has a computer chair that's pushed up to a desk in his living room where he plays his video games, but every other chair is in that area is a bean bag.
We're talking about husband and father has video game playing station in his living room.
Yeah. Well, that's because he plays there, and his wife also plays in the living room, so they have to have separate stations for it.
So
there are two video game stations in the living room.
Yeah.
His and hers.
And then in each of the kids' bedroom is another video game station.
Rob can't even go visit with his brother because he can't sit on the beanbag chair because he can't get back up.
Last time I went to get in the pool, I came in the house at first and I was like, I just need to relax, and I walked in, I went, oh, no.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking I wouldn't like a beanbag chair. It'd be hard for me to get in and out of. He's broke down and struggling.
Yeah. Do they have a dinner table or a breakfast table or someplace they eat that has regular chairs?
I can't confirm. I didn't go anywhere other than the living room. They used to. I'll put it that way. But they also used to have a couch.
That is so wild.
You didn't go... You've never been in any other part of your brother's house?
It's been a long time, that's what I'm saying. Before the back injury, last time I was there was probably last summer. And he had a couch at the time, so
yeah, okay.
Who knows what else is like
remodeling. They've remodeled with
beanbag.
Yeah.
But did you say that you came in from being at the pool and you needed to relax? Is that what you said?
When I first got there, I was like, before I try to climb this ladder to get in the pool, let me, lay down and do my little stretches. And then I did, and I was like, all right, well, I don't know how I'm going to get back up now.
Okay. I thought you were like, yeah, I came in from the pool and I had to relax. Like, okay. It's usually what you do at the pool.
I gotta work up the energy to get in the pool.
Right.
Like the other day when he said that he was took a break from watching TV.
Yeah, because he was winded.
I had to take a break from watching.
He could only watch 3 episodes of Breaking Bad before he needs a break and some Gatorade.
It's like, boy, shut up.
Yeah, well, so people like that'd be one person I wouldn't mind helping move.
Oh yeah, man.
He's beanbag furniture.
He'll be like,
hell yeah, I'll help you move, man.
I mean, literally, you can just make a little line and just throw it to each other, like one, boom, we're done here. See you later.
Yeah. His living room used to have a couch and a chair and a pool table, but now all that's gone.
In the living room?
Yeah, it's a huge living room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know an older couple, though, I've told you about this, have a full bar in their living room. Now he goes over and gets beer out of the tap, the whole thing.
It kind of seems more living roomy than two big video game stations. I don't know. Maybe I'm not picturing it correctly.
See, I would love to have that in a house one day.
What
just to have a full bar right there the living room.
I was looking at a thing one day of it was a documentary about a radio DJ who lived in LA, and he bought a house in the 70s that's now worth a fortune, but it's up in the hills, and in his living room that overlooks the Hollywood Hills, the people that bought it now put in a, installed a bar. He had a bar. They redid it, but it's really cool because the bar is kind of almost kind of in the side of the room. And when you stand at the bar, as soon as you get your drink, they talk about you turn around and walk to the window and it overlooks the Hollywood Hills. And it's bad. You get to his front door. There's a way you can pull around, but you can come down the street that leads right to it, and you get on a little train. It's like a little tram that you close the door, and it goes up the hill and drops you off at his deck.
Nice.
Yeah, there are places on the lake that have that.
Yeah.
Because the hill is so steep getting down to the water and back up, and they have I think Nick Saban has one of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he lives on a lake, and he gets in a little train car kind of thing, and it goes cable car.
That's dope. Thing. Ooh, I would like to just like zip line though.
Yeah.
That's pretty steep.
Yeah, but what would you attach it to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to have it on two things all the way the lake.
How's the cable thing go?
Well, it's not a cable thing. It's a railroad track kind of thing, but the car looks kind of like a cable car.
I was thinking it's like a lift at a ski place.
No, but maybe Rob, you could get one of those to get in your brother's pool. A zip line. So that way you don't have to climb stairs.
Right. Coming in hot. Be ready.
The pool elevator.
Or get him to install one of those things that they have at some hotels where, you know, it's for people with the disabilities and all to get in and get into the pool.
Oh, lowers
you down. Yeah. Swings around and lowers you down into it.
Yeah. Yeah,
they have one of those.
But he probably want that to be a beanbag too. That wouldn't work. How old is your brother?
In his 40s. He's 9 years older than me.
Mm-hmm. And how old are his kids?
One just turned 21 and the other is under 10. I can't remember exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm. So the 10-year-old was planned.
Yeah.
And the 21-year-old was an accident.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So I bet he thinks it's cool, the 10-year-old. Chilling on beanbags.
Yeah, she loves it.
She loves it.
So there are four people that live in the house. Each of them has their own gaming full station. Like the kids have theirs in the bedrooms and the parents have theirs in the living room.
Right.
Okay, so do they all play together so they can all play individually without bothering each other?
No, they all play Fortnite together.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Family time.
Something that they get to bond and spend that time together. That's awesome.
Right.
But I'm just fascinated by the fact they have no couches. They just have beanbags.
They chose to get rid of their real furniture. It's like, what?
I would be so thrown by that when I walked in, like, not a chair in the place. It's just beanbags.
But you know what? I bet everything in the house looks fun.
Yeah.
It sounds like a fun household.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that the living room is decorated with religious stuff on one wall and then Elvis stuff on the other.
And you think there's a difference? Rob.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
We had this story earlier in on the regular old morning show. But there's a lady who went to a used car dealership in Pennsylvania to confront a guy she had been in a relationship with, and she took a shotgun in there, and that didn't go over well, and they got her, I don't know whether they got her disarmed or what, but they got her outside the building and then locked the door. And then she has been practicing witchcraft. So she got a book of spells and set one of the cars on the lot on fire by lighting the book and then throwing it in the in the car. But it makes me think, it's a good thing that not everybody can just run around putting spells on people.
Well, yeah.
Like, what kind of spell? Like, because you don't want to, maybe you have a, you're disgruntled about an ex or something, but you don't want to kill them or harm them in a way that, you know, is going to come back on you where you do serious damage to them. But you could just put a spell on them to make them suffer for a little bit. What would you do? What kind of spell would you put on them?
Give him boils.
That's what you would do, boils. It wouldn't be something more personal, like your ex-boyfriend really hated, say he just hated spiders. So you throw a spell out there, so when he's asleep, he wakes up one night and spiders are just crawling all over him.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, that's evil, but I kind of like it.
Yeah. But boils? That's more evil than boils?
Yeah. Because he's terrified of spiders, so he could possibly die.
But
he ain't terrified of boils.
But boils are infections and a medical thing.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Would the spell make the boils stay forever or just for a week or
yeah,
so?
Like a small period of time just to scare
and then
they'd
just be gone after that. Just let him suffer for a week.
Yeah.
Because boils are painful too, I think, right?
I've never had one, but I would think so.
Mm-hmm. It just seems a little harsh. Right?
Listen, if someone stole your leftovers... You would want to get back at them any way you could.
Like maybe it's like about a diarrhea or something.
It's worse than that. I go through that all the time. That's not a lot. It's not torture. Yeah,
it's actually a welcome change.
I wasn't thinking about anything like boils or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know why that was my first.
I saw a commercial.
Is that a Harry Potter thing? Do they do boils in Harry Potter?
No. I don't know why I thought of that.
Oh.
Seems like boils. Go with witches.
Yeah.
It seems like they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You do boils over warts?
Yes.
Like just covering them in warts?
Yeah. No, what's a wart, really? What's the difference between the two?
A wart is just a rough bump that is caused by a virus thing. Boils are actually like sores and...
Yeah,
and they would ooze.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's oozing.
Yeah,
with boils.
I want him to ooze.
You want ooze?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wow.
Joe, you're gonna ooze today.
Yeah, you are.
Why I got all these bumps on me?
You gonna be oozing for a while, boy.
But you know, every woman would love to have that power to throw a spell on some guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or would it be a spell like that would damage like maybe some prized possession of his?
He didn't have any prized possessions.
Yeah. You're, right. He didn't.
Good point.
He didn't have possessions.
He didn't have a car.
Good point.
He drove your car.
And all of his stuff was left at my house, so I threw it out.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, the fact that he just bailed in a bathroom-sized garbage bag. Yeah.
Yes.
Like a small can.
It's like three trash bags of stuff in the attic.
And you just threw it away.
I gave him a chance to come pick it up. He didn't. So what was I supposed to do with it?
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Put a spell on it.
Right.
What would be a bad spell somebody put on you? Snakes?
Snakes. Or for me to like grow hair everywhere and it wouldn't stop. That would be the worst.
Oh, yeah. And you would look like a wolf girl.
Yeah. That would be the worst.
Yeah, that would be bad. Would that be worse than putting your cat into a deep, deep sleep where you thought she was dead?
Yeah. Because if I thought she was dead, if she was just in a deep, deep sleep and I knew that would be better because I could cuddle
it.
With her.
You wouldn't know it. You would think she's dead.
Yeah, that would be horrible. That's horrible. Don't even say that.
Don't talk like that.
It doesn't make it happen. Would you rather have that happen or the boils? Oozing boils.
On me?
Mm-hmm.
Oozing boils?
Yeah. Because if you thought your cat was dead, your heart would be oozing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go cat dying on that one. I know.
You'd rather have cat dying than the boils.
I've got a choice of oozing boils or the cat dies. It's like, buddy, I love you, but...
And then it's only that much sweeter when he comes back alive because the spell wears off.
I didn't even think.
Oh, that's right. Because I would. Okay, that. So then I would pick.
But you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You would just be super heartbroken. Then about 4 days later, bam.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll pick that option.
Or it would have to be a short spell of maybe a day and a half.
Yeah.
Because then if you bury that.
Right.
Pet
cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Not like your great grandmother that buried while she was still alive.
Poor great grandma.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so many little temporary things that people would love to do to other people. It's sick. Like, I wonder what the lady at the car dealership, I wonder what spell she was trying to do that wasn't working, and she finally just decided, I'll just set the book on fire and throw it in there.
I also want to know where she got this book.
You don't need a book.
Yeah, it's pretty quick, too, though, because, I mean, she had to, first she storms in with the gun, and then they get her out of there.
Yeah.
So then she just goes straight to, I mean, the spell must have been something immediate. Like, she's trying the spell, it's not working, I've run out of patience, light the book on fire, let's go.
And it does seem odd that she would have a lighter on her.
Totally odd.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just imagine her being a smoker.
Yeah.
You know what other kind of spell I would want to put on somebody? Like a itch that can't, like they're just itchy everywhere and nothing can take it away.
Yeah.
Because being itchy is the worst.
I would think just if I had that power, I would abuse it so much because I would put it on people who just annoy me. Just small little, you know how they say in those movies that, you know, you can't use your powers all the time or it's going to be bad.
Right.
And all that. I think that was the way it was on Wizards of Waverly Place when I used to watch that with my daughter. I think they weren't supposed to be using their powers unless it was absolutely necessary. But if somebody double parked, you know, I would get out of my truck and then just say, poof. So when they got back to their car, it would be, you know, full of monkeys or something.
I would love that.
Full of rabid monkeys.
Okay, not that. Or you could turn their car into like something foolish, like the weenie mobile. Yeah.
Have you ever just have it covered with doo doo when they come out?
So you've never really subscribed to the concept that living well is the best revenge. Just moving on with life.
Of course. But I mean, we're talking about if I'm giving a choice of witchcraft and spells, then yeah, I'm going to try it out. Why not? You're telling me that if someone told you could do spells on someone, you wouldn't do it?
No. I'm not going to do spells on anybody.
You lying.
Yeah, I'm not lying. I just don't want to deal with them anymore.
If they're temporary and would have no lasting effect.
Yeah, it's just
for fun.
I don't want to make somebody have oozing sores just for fun.
Well, it depends on what they do.
Exactly. I think it would be fun.
to give someone oozing sores?
Yes, if they deserve it.
Hilarious. Honestly.
You know what I would do to Rob?
Why? Why
would I would make his mouth disappear. It would just be like skin.
Like that emoji.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a mouth.
It doesn't have a mouth.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe I would just do something. If it's a person who's just inconsiderate or those types of people who don't take any note of anybody around them, you know, just... Like double parking or parking in front of the store because I'm only going to be a minute. That kind of thing, I would throw a spell out there so when they got back in their car, the radio would just be cranked and they wouldn't be able to turn it down. It would just be...
That's okay.
You know, things like that just to, you know, make them... You bring them down a notch.
You know what spell you could put on me and I would... Oof. If there was like a little TJ that was just correcting everything that I said...
Your grammar and all that.
Oh my god!
like today when you said something about somebody's internal organs.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
That was funny, though.
For like 24 hours, if everything, the little TJ just being around me all the time. Oh my God.
I don't think I would be exhausted. I don't think I could do it. But I don't correct your grammar.
Mm-hmm. No.
Unless it would be something that you're doing in a commercial or something.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes I catch myself. I know I'm saying it wrong. I just do it that way.
But that's pretty much the only time I would do that. And then, and I don't even harp on it if you don't get it when you're doing a commercial or something, Rob. You know, I just figure it, you know.
Well, you should tell me, though.
Yeah.
In that situation, I receive it.
But if I tell you and then you refuse to do it, I'm not going to keep harping.
I'm not going to refuse to do it if it's for work.
I mean, somebody in general. I mean,
oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, like Rob.
Like Rob. Rob's like, whatever, dude.
He does. What it is that when he talks about when he and Alexis are going to be at this place called the Mighty Meeple, he changes it every time, but never hits on the correct one. He'll say, "Alexis, join Alexis and myself," or "Alexis and me will be at what?" Yeah. But he goes all around the spectrum, but never hits on the right one.
Alexis and I.
It depends.
I thought you told me not to do Alexis and I.
Well, you were saying join Alexis and I.
Oh.
It depends on how you say it. It would be join Alexis and me on that one, but then it would also be Alexis and I will be at the Mighty Meeple. All you do is take away the first one and how that would sound. Like you wouldn't say join me at Mighty Meeple.
Join
I at Mighty Meeple.
Yeah, join I.
You would say join me at Mighty Meeple. So then you just say Alexis and me. But I barely even notice it. Every day. Oh, I'm kidding.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience, brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
Share funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
What was I going to say? There was something, some kind of, we have a new camera set up and all here, not one camera that is set up, but a camera
set up
configuration that we're using now. And acetj.tv is actually a thing now, and it's the real deal. And you can go watch Share Funny every day, the entire thing, on demand. And I always get confused. Sometimes I say pay-per-view instead of on demand. Whatever.
Close enough.
But the new camera configuration and all makes it to where Mr. Todd, the camera guy, cameraman, can sit at his house and remotely operate the cameras and that kind of stuff. And that makes me nervous.
Is he watching me?
Yeah, I'm like, because can he still see when the cameras appear to be off? Can he look in here at any time? And
He can see at all times, but he can't hear at all times.
He can, but I mean, even when we're through with the show for the day and the cameras appear to be off, he can still see.
I think so. Sometimes as long as that computer's running.
Oh, well, what if it's not? What if the computer's closed?
Oh, if the computer's closed, then no.
Okay. Still, you know, I don't like to be under surveillance.
Somebody's watching. I don't like that shit.
That's why I have one of those little covers on my camera on my computer.
Ain't nobody trying to watch you, Ace.
Computer.
I'm kidding.
You ain't got to bother.
You don't got to worry about that.
Yeah. Take that tape off.
I'm just trying to be safe.
Because I've been sitting in here, you know, after the show working on some stuff before, and I'll take my camera and turn it around because the one that's set up looking at me.
Because you're writing stuff like Todd sucks ass on your page.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the computer's closed, you're good.
Kill Todd.
Mr. Todd, a bitch.
Yep.
So, I mean, because this morning it hit me. He sent me a text out of nowhere. He goes, why are the fluorescent lights on? And I said, they're not. And then he's like, thumbs up. It's like, he's watching.
Yeah, but he
texted. Always watching.
He texted me and said, make sure we kill the fluorescents and turn on the other lights. And I said, I did it.
So he's just yelling at y'all for no reason.
But it may have been while they were still on. And I just didn't see his text right away.
Okay.
Yeah. But.
Surveillance. Todd, the surveillance man. I don't want him surveilling me.
He don't want to surveil you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do you think Todd would want to surveil you?
Who wouldn't?
I would not.
Good, I don't want you to.
I don't care who it is. I don't have a problem with that.
You don't have a problem?
No, I do have a problem. People looking at me.
That's why I kind of, where I live, it bothers me because people from the hotel can see me throughout the day. I mean, I've had kids wave at me from the hotel window.
Oh, and you flash them?
No, I don't flash them. But what am I supposed to do? Like, I can't just stop living my life because people can see me.
Have you ever seen anybody standing there just watching, looking into your apartment like that?
Yep.
Like an adult?
Yep. It happened recently, and I had a staring contest with them. Like,
they just kept staring?
They kept staring. They wouldn't even look away.
Yeah.
Well, you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. I mean, you've got a disco ball in your living room, so they may have been just trying to figure out, what the hell is going on over there? What is this? Yeah. Why is this kid running around with a disco ball? Why is this kid running around the living room with a joint? And a disco ball.
You know what?
You're right. And a big bottle of tequila.
And a big old cat. Yeah. And I'm just like hearing around.
At 4:10, they may have been trying to decide, do I need to call the cops or tell somebody? But there's a kid over there that appears to be smoking weed with a disco ball going to their house.
Right. It's like when Ace used to get mad when he was, when we were young and his hair was way, way long. And, you know, he's 6'4", and he'd wear a long duster coat like something off Yellowstone with a big cowboy hat and boots with spikes on them, chains on them.
You're wondering.
And that old guy in the mall was staring at him.
What's he staring at?
I said he's probably trying to figure out, look and go, that is the biggest woman I've ever seen in my life. Because
he'll think when we get this.
Like, what are you looking at, old dude? What's that old dude looking at?
Old ass kicked in the middle of the mall.
TJ, you didn't tell him not to dress like that. Wait, so you had a cowboy hat, long hair, and chains on your boots?
But not a cowboy hat like a cowboy would wear. Yeah. It's a cowboy hat like a guy in a rock band would wear.
Yeah.
Like kind of like a fedora
bit? No.
I've never seen a cowboy rock star hat.
Well, show a picture of Richie Sambora wearing that cowboy hat.
I think I have one somewhere. I might have a picture.
Yeah. But still, I mean.
I'm looking back for something else. Hang on a second.
I mean, like if you look and you see somebody 6'4" with red curly hair down to their shoulders or longer, like down to their chest, wearing a cowboy hat and boots and a duster in the Alexandria Mall in Louisiana. But then this old guy's just like, oh my God. Hey, Margaret, look at there.
Look at there.
Like, what are you looking at? What's his old ass looking at? Staring at.
That's true, though. His old ass didn't even look.
Was his look cool for the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find one. I'm trying to find
it. Look like Stevie Van Zandt.
That's cool.
Looking like, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh yeah, that's probably who I meant to say.
Who did you say, Stephen Van Zandt? Stephen
Van Zandt. I definitely meant Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stephen Van Zandt wears a head wrap all the time.
Wrong person. My bad. I tried.
Yeah, I can't find a picture.
That's the one that was in Bruce Springsteen's band, right? Yes. Not a Skinnerd brother.
Right. You're right.
Not of the Skinnerd Van Zandts. But anyway, didn't Richie Sambora wear a hat like that in the Dead or Alive video?
Yeah. I'll find a picture. I thought I had a picture of mine, but I don't.
Is that the song Dead or Alive?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Wanted.
Dead or Alive.
Wanted.
Yeah, I like that song.
There's an article that says that hat is called The Royal Flush or The Gambler.
Oh. There you go.
Okay.
He wore the Gambler hat. Nice.
Mm-hmm. It also said that his 1980s hat ruined the 1990s.
Look at that. Yeah. You were the gambler, and then you started being obsessed with winning the lottery.
Yep. You see wore the you gambler, and
exactly
you said,
what transpired.
You wore the, by putting on the gambler, you were like, I bet people will think this is cool.
I'm a gambling man.
Yeah. No, it was cool.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's a good line. Yeah. So,
this old ass looking at.
I know. Don't need to be staring.
I might as well have been looking at a space alien.
Right. Kick his old ass.
Old country ass man.
What is that?
I knew we shouldn't have come to this damn mall. Told you people done gone crazy.
Did you tell him, what are you looking at? You actually told him that?
I might have said it out loud.
Oh my God. Yeah. Ace.
Did you do a little jump at him? Like, what are you looking at? You looking at?
Yeah, I can see a young Ace doing that.
Yeah. It's one of those, and the guy didn't realize he was staring and just kind of quickly turned. And, you know. Well, after clutching his chest. This big bitch is gonna whip my ass.
This big bitch is gonna
whip
my ass.
This big old bitch.
Oh God.
Come on, Margaret. Get the hell out of here. I thought I wanted to go into the haunted house, but I don't.
No,
I don't.
Yeah, that's where the haunted house was every year in the mall. Yeah, they would take stores that weren't being used at the time, put the haunted house through there, and there would be people lined all the way down the mall walkways.
That's crazy.
Trying to get in there. I hate a haunted house.
Me too. I've never.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Pee myself instantly.
Yeah, I'm not having any luck here on my phone. I got way too many.
Oh, you still looking for a picture of your hat?
Yeah, I got too many. I thought I had one pretty easily. I got way too many photos on my damn phone.
Of yourself? Nice. Uh-huh.
No. I got way too many. I just got way too many photos on my damn phone.
Don't you think it's weird when people have a picture of themselves as their screensaver on their phone?
I do.
Of just you?
No, Jody's in.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah. Of just themselves.
A selfie?
Yeah. Yes. I've seen that.
I've never seen that.
Oh, I've seen it. And I think it's so weird.
Yeah, that would be weird, I think.
You just hurt somebody's feelings listening.
Oh, well.
I bet people have the way they're, like I was talking about this morning, the way people value victimhood. I bet you they have pictures of themselves crying as their screensaver.
Oh, God. Who'd want to see that every day?
Oh, I hate that.
That's how you, every time you pick your phone up, that's the first thing you see.
By the way, that's going to be the title of my book, I think. Copyright ATJ Inc.
What?
The Value of Victimhood.
That's good.
I like that. I'm strong.
Mm-hmm. You know what it'll be about?
What?
People making themselves out to be victims to get things in life. Like that CEO that was fired those people but couldn't just feel badly about it. He had to put a picture of himself crying and make himself out to be the victim.
Mm-hmm. Or those people that make the TikToks and they're like crying and stuff. So it's like you timed this out. You planned it and put it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would never.
Yeah, and you're all about yourself on social media, but you wouldn't post a picture of yourself crying or a video of you crying.
And I would never try to make myself a victim. I don't want anybody feeling sorry for me.
Mm-mm, good. What would they feel sorry
exactly,
for you
about? Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
You're blessed.
Very blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they feel sorry for me because I can't reach things at the grocery store.
Maybe.
And I'm having to climb things like a spider monkey.
Mm-hmm.
I still would like to see that. You in the grocery store climbing up the shelves.
It's stressful.
I'm sure it is stressful.
Do you ever use the cart to step up on the side of it or on the end of it to get up the shelf a little bit?
No, I haven't even tried that. That's a good idea.
Well, though. I was going to say you probably shouldn't because it's got wheels on it. It'll roll away.
It rolls away.
I always have to make sure there's no one in the aisle. And that there's no one like passing, and I like look and time it out. Like, okay, I have 10 seconds to reach this thing.
You don't want anybody to see you.
Exactly.
To,
you actually step on one of the shelves and then step up another one and pull yourself up to that way.
I can usually get what I need if it's right up front with one step.
Yeah.
But if there's two missing from when they've been stocking it, I'm not gonna be able to reach that.
Yeah.
I would have to climb another one.
I'm surprised the step hasn't collapsed.
It's one of my biggest fears.
Yeah, they're not made to hold people. But I guess they are made to hold hundreds of pounds because of the. But they already have hundreds of pounds on them.
Yeah.
God, that would be so funny.
If
you stepped up there
and
it fell with you on it, and green beans just start rolling out into the aisle
and corn. Oh my God, I would be.
You're just laying there. Yeah. You're laying there completely covered in cans of green beans and corn and stuff.
I would call in every favor I could get from attorneys or policeman or whatever to get the subpoena that video footage.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss. Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
So Alexa spent the day at the library yesterday. Well, how long were you there?
Like 5 hours.
Ooh.
5 hours.
Yeah, I had to kill time. Because we had a meeting. Ace and I had a meeting up here. And so I wasn't going to drive all the way home and then come back. So.
But you had two meetings up here?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Oh, for some reason I thought you had something to do before that.
No, after.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it was fun. It was good. I got work done.
You could have gone and hung out at my place instead of hanging at the library.
I got some work done, though.
All right.
I found yesterday, I haven't been to a library in years, but I found out that if I need to do any work on my computer or anything like that, it's better for me to go to a place like that than be at my house.
Yeah. Because of all the sirens and everything.
And the gunshots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is something to that, though. from time to time, I'll take my stuff and go. There's a cigar bar close by here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go buy a cigar, sit down, and just start. And it seems like you can kind of lock in a different environment for some reason.
Right. Because if I'm in my house, I'm like, let me go eat this. Oh, let me go do that.
Yep.
So it doesn't work.
Yeah, I just break into people's houses when I know they're not home. So I know it's going to be quiet in there.
Yeah,
I don't know where anything is, so... No distraction.
Oh, I would love to break into people's houses and eat their snacks. That'd be fun.
Just out of the curiosity of who, what the variety of snacks would be, you know?
Mm-hmm. But to also eat them. Yeah, I wouldn't just go in there and see what they have.
But if you got in there and they had nothing but those, you know, like dehydrated, you know, snow peas or whatever. Like that, you know, yeah. Edamame jerky or some crap like that.
Next house.
Stuff you get at Whole Foods.
Bags of granola. Which I do love, but still.
So what kind of house would you look for that would have the best snacks if you were going to break in and steal snacks?
Definitely a house where I knew kids lived, mm-hmm. right? Like basketball, hoop outside.
Would you look for a nicer house or not a nice house?
No, a nice house.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that the people in the big fancy houses would just have, you know, crap and that they wouldn't be eating good snacks?
No, they have the best snacks.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You have the best snacks.
I'm not rich. I don't live in a big fancy house.
Your pantry is rich to me.
Yeah, they do. They always
have everything that I could ever dream of.
They always have great snacks at TJ's house. Mm-hmm. Always have.
And you have like so many different varieties of stuff.
Mm.
Like
my little friend Jenny will go to Sam's and just get those huge boxes of, you know, those little Hostess donuts. And it's half powder and half chocolate.
Yep.
Oh, man. They're individually wrapped in there. And the industrial size box of Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies. All kinds of big bags of chips. And
she's so fit. Oh, man. I wish I could eat like whatever I wanted.
She's super tiny and super fit.
Mm-hmm.
Works out just like a demon.
Boxes and on top of boxes of Cheez-It grooves and...
And eats McDonald's every day.
And she'll say, I got you a big old bucket of pork rinds. Yeah. You like those? I mean, just a huge, looks like that bucket that those little plastic toy monkeys used to come in with, the barrel of monkeys thing.
Where they have the cheese balls inside of those too?
Yeah, it's that size pork rinds.
Oh my goodness.
Chocolate covered raisins. I love those.
I don't like chocolate covered raisins, but the pork rinds in a big bucket, that's right up my alley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I was a kid, we never had a lot of snacks. We had snacks, but never a lot of them because my mom was like, you know, when you run out, you run out, you know. So my mom was one of those, if you're hungry, don't get in there and get snacks. Even make yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So a lot of times, I think that's where a lot of where my love of sandwiches comes from, because we didn't have a ton of snacks. And then we were trying, she would always remind you, like, don't eat all those.
Right.
So I would end up making a bologna sandwich or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and having a full... You end up with like 10 chips and 2 bologna sandwiches instead of having a bag full of chips or something.
My love of sandwiches.
Yeah, I do.
I'm the Earl of sandwiches.
Yeah, I love sandwiches. I could eat a sandwich every meal, just a homemade like turkey sandwich or a bologna sandwich or a ham sandwich. I don't care. I love sandwiches.
Sounds like the guy talking about shrimp on Forrest Gump.
Yeah, but sure does, Kenny Robbins. Yeah.
Roast beef sandwich.
Turkey sandwich.
Ham sandwich.
Bologna
sandwich.
Sausage sandwich.
Sausage sandwich.
Butter sandwich.
I love all kinds of sandwich.
Grilled cheese is a sandwich I love. Yeah. I do, though. I love a damn sandwich.
I had a sandwich for lunch yesterday.
Really?
I was out running errands, and the only thing close to where I was that Culver's. And I realized Culver's, I don't think you would they call it a drive-through, but I think it would be better described as a car hop situation, because everybody that goes through, they end up having to pull up or pull over, and they put a sticker on your mirror, on your side mirror, with a number on it. So when the people bring it out, but I got the spicy chicken sandwich, and I thought, well, this Wisconsin company, how spicy is it going to be? You know, but it ended up being pretty spicy. But it comes with lettuce and tomato on it, and I didn't say to hold that like I normally do.
Right.
Because I would eat it. Except the tomato looked like it was more of the color of a watermelon that's not ripe. You know, some of the hothouse tomatoes.
Yeah.
And, I pulled it off of there. But the sandwich was really good. But I'll eat, you know, sometimes I'll eat a chicken sandwich. Sometimes I have a ham sandwich. And sometimes turkey. Sometimes Sometimes ham and bacon.
No way.
Yeah. Between two pieces of bread, and I'll call that a sandwich.
Wow. A grilled cheese sandwich?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or not grilled.
Just regular?
Cheese sandwich.
Just two pieces of bread and a piece of cheese in the middle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Put some mustard and some mayonnaise on it?
Not cooking cheese, though. You better not put cooking cheese on a sandwich.
Just eating cheese. Right.
Yes, just eating cheese.
Right. There is a difference between cooking cheese and eating cheese. I kid you not on that.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Ace and TJ show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.